Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is Monday. And now we're in August, looks like. Boy, time flies, I guess, when you're in the moment. Either than that, if you're not, then it's dragging. So now we're in August, holy moly. I remember January. In fact, I remember doing our special, I think it was maybe a 3-hour, 4-hour call in January, the first week there, to feel the energies of ascension progression here of the Earth. So, and what would be typically coming forth each month. So, we'll see if our co-host is on. Carrie, you out there in cyberspace?
I'm out here, Ron. Hi, and hello, everybody out in BBS land. So, it's Monday, August the 2nd, unbelievably. If you're listening to an archive, August 2nd, 2010. And the fast chat is very quiet so far, so I'm not sure who's out there yet. Well, Ron, do you want to start just by doing your usual emotional clearings and stuff, and then we'll see what pops up on the fast chat, and then we can go into our topic for today, the new clearing.
Okay, so here we go. Let's do an emotional sample clearing, and we'll go back from Saturday, Sunday, and today. So if you have a situation, just think of it right now, and we'll release that trauma energy from you. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 to release it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do a feeling body. So this is for people who have already overfilled their emotional body, and now they're strictly responding to feelings. And a feeling type person really wants to get out of the situation, what they're dealing with. Not that they want to leave it, but they want to really understand it, feel the pain, the trauma, so they can maybe know what it's all about, which doesn't need to be done, but that's the way some people believe. And that's the way the Buddhist tradition is to do the same thing, is to really want to embrace your feelings and to embrace the situation, because you were taught that in the past this is your karma, so you want to find out what happened. And so all you're doing at that point is making your physical body suffer. So very sad to see people believing that way. Remember, your body's under so much attack anyway by the aliens, by everything else around, entities. And then to have the person be completely unconscious to the fact that they can help their body by releasing these traumas instantly, just by having one clearing in 20 to 30 minutes, I just find it mind-boggling, if you were to use a word there. So here we go. Feeling body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? We'll do a mental body next here. And this will help to get rid of some of the fog in your brain, we'll say, mental clarity. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and you may feel mind chatter leave you. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And the last one we're going to do is a clearing for physical pain. So remember, you don't have to have pain right now. The pain is with you from your whole lifetime. So here we go. 1, 2. It's just a sample. Think of one situation that you'd like to have relieved. Could be when you were 3 years of age. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do the mind to heart drop. And we're going to take your awakening consciousness and drop it on down to your heart center. So we'll just say it's in your mind is in your head, we'll say, between your ears. And this is where you think from normally, and we're going to bring that into the heart center, so it'll be out of time. Right now you're in time if you're in your head. And when you're in time, you're in the alien control energies, and you're also, you know, working with your natal chart, and everything else that's negative coming to you from external energies. When you're in your heart, you're in the now. So you don't want to be in time. That's the trick. The mind is a trap, and it puts you in time when you're in your head. So here we go, dropping down. I'll count from 10 to 1 going down. You may feel the energy actually move into your heart center. So here we go, going backwards though. So 10, think of an elevator, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, we'll turn it back over to Carrie. So it's back to you, and you should feel those wonderful energies in your heart center right now.
Yeah, it feels really nice. I always have trouble thinking and thinking what to say next when you turn it back off to me right after doing that. So, okay, get focused. So, Ron, we've got a couple, well, one or two questions that I'm going to give you before they scroll off the fast chat, and then we'll go over to the new clearing right after that. Is that okay?
Great.
Okay, so let's see. Marie and Marie R. are both asking questions, and I'm just going to scroll down and see. Okay, Marie R. is saying she's on step 3 of the crown chakra clearing, and it's really wonderful. And then Marie is saying, would it be better or more beneficial to do the crown chakra clearing before the abduction barcode clearing?
Yeah, I would say possibly so, yes. I would probably try that one. Although if you're under attack, then, you know, the abduction barcode is so that your physical body will not be abducted. So if you're not really too concerned about that, you don't feel people coming into your room at night or your body jerking a lot at night, then you should probably be okay. So I would do the chakra one, because the chakra clearing takes away the orb energies and the connections that they have typically to you. Which is all dark side energies. And so that allows you to, in a sense, not be connected as easily. So back to you, Carrie.
If you have your chakras closed off, is it more difficult for the abductions to take place?
Yes.
Or does that not affect it?
Yeah, it's going to harm your body. But the chakra one is very nice because it actually opens yourself up. You get more energy. And, you know, it brings the energy to you. So it gets a little slightly confusing because your chakra should not be open to radiate your life force energy, which is really your body energy going from your spirit to your body, and then your body hands it out. So, you know, it's not good to be like a fire hose with all your chakras squirting out energy to everything around you. And then your crown chakra is how the aliens attach and attack you. So it's best to have that closed off. You probably will not hear this on any other program out there if everybody wants to have your chakras wide open, especially the crown, because they think that when your crown is closed, you're not getting your spiritual energy to you. Well, the spiritual energy is the God energy, which are the aliens, and that's how they connect to you. So that's very detrimental. In fact, it's the worst thing that could happen to you is to have your crown chakra actually open. And I'm sure you will not find that on any other website. They're going to want to definitely have you have your crown chakra wide open so they can attach to you. But they don't know what's actually happening. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so should we talk about the new clearing now then? There's a new one that went up just this weekend, yesterday. And anybody that was on the 8th hour call yesterday is going to be familiar with this. And for those of you who are not, there's a new alien energy that Ron has encountered this weekend that he's calling the slime body. So there's a new clearing up on the website, and it's under the alien attack removal section, and it's called the alien energetic slime body coat removal. And there's a little explanation of that at the beginning that just states that it's an invisible clear layer of alien energy, and it covers our whole bodies, and it's clogging up our chakras, and it's also in our heart, lungs, and blood. We all have it, so we all need to have it cleared. And the new clearing, it takes about 6 hours, so it's a long one, and you need to do it all in one sitting. So figure out when you can block out that amount of time, plus whatever, however much you like to shower in between sections. And the first part of it goes through 7 chakras and works down through them all. It's about half an hour, I think, on each one, 30 minutes on each one. And then after you've finished with that, there's clearing for your heart, clearing for your lungs, and clearing for your blood. And then you can charge some skin misting water. And then the last step is the light infusion at the end. So it's a brand new one, and you can buy just the one time for $100 or get the unlimited for an additional $50. So, Ron, what else would you like to add about that?
Well, I cannot do a sample because it's too complex. But
right.
It's sort of like this energy is like on you. Just kind of picture yourself having like fiberglass resin put on you that's clear. And then it starts to stick to you and goes inside of you and clogs you up and clogs up your chakras. And this is what it does. And it's an energy that came forward because the light chip is clearing away the religious energies from the aliens at around 10,000 BC right now. And this energy must have been attached to the people, including your genetic body, okay, physical body. So naturally, when you start shaking that tree a little bit, and maybe it was already in effect, but you didn't notice it, once you start interfering with the alien control over you, then they're going to start to come forward more and saying, hey, what's going on here? You know, we haven't had any interaction for maybe 12,000 years, and now they're trying to take this dark side spiritual blueprint and energetic life form away, because this is actually a living life form that's attached to you. So they don't like that, so they come forward. So this is why this clearing is there. And so if you happen to feel like felt energy from the call yesterday, this stuff left you, you know, you can go on the unlimited call, which is $50, or not call, but session. But it's quite something to feel the slime being taken off. And, you know, it's a hard clearing. So that's about all that I can say, that it's something that probably is needed by everybody out there. Back to you, Carrie.
Well, if anybody would like to call in who was on the call yesterday and describe what they felt, or indeed anyone else who has any questions, today's number to call into BBS is 888-815-9756. And I'll just say that what I was feeling was mostly in my chest area, and for much of the call I just felt like I really had to, you know, breathe deep on purpose. I was not exactly short of breath, but my breathing was more shallow, and I just felt heavy and kind of a little short of breath in that area. And also kind of like a background low-grade anxiety feeling. It wasn't really bad, but it was there. And so I felt that for most of the call. And I'm trying to remember what other people were saying they were feeling, but I'm not remembering right now. And I know also my skin, I did feel like a very mild burning feeling on my arms when you were removing it too. So that was what I felt. So if anybody else would like to call in and describe it, that would be great. 888-815-9756. So in the meantime, while we wait for somebody to call, there's a few more questions. Just to close off for Marie R., she's asking if the crown chakra clearing needs to be done just one time, Ron.
I would say typically once is might be all that you need. I'd probably be 90% correct there. You might want to go into it later on. Just see how it works. What I'd do is do it, and after you do it, then go back into that site again and maybe do it, in a couple of weeks and just see if you feel any benefit on it. And then if you do, you may want to get the unlimited, if that's available. I believe that it is. If it's not, let me know and we can work out something. But I would go into it first, do it, and then try it in about 2 weeks and just see if anything has been reattached to you. Typically, I'd say 90% of the time it probably won't be.
Okay. Now, Kimberly is asking if you could do a sample of the upside down and the twisted body clearings, and she's asking if the upside down clearing will be on the website soon.
Yeah, I'm working on that one. So
okay.
We will see here. In fact, let me just type it in right now.
Okay.
I'm doing it on the internet. Okay, now I got a note here. Okay, so here we go. We'll do a sample of first do your magnetic body sample. So we're going to bring one body back 100 degrees into wholeness. So your spirit will decide which one to select. Some people have maybe 15 to 20. Some have up to maybe 50 of them. So your spirit, he or she will select, since it's in your body, it'll be a he or a she, but normally they're non-gender, typically. But here we go. So if you have a body that's 500 degrees out, it'll be put back into 400. So you're still going to feel some relief. So here we go. So 100 degrees, 90. This is your magnetic body, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, and there we go. So you might feel some energy moving inside of your body. A lot of people actually feel this body get realigned. And now we're going to do the twisted body. This is the same body that now got twisted. So the whole body is turned. That's the magnetic body. The twisted is how they twist the body. And it can be twisted and turned at the same time. So here we go. Same process. 100 degrees, 90. Oh, boy. 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20. Wow, 10, and there we go. And now we're going to take this body that could be upside down inside of you, okay? So the aliens do all different types of things to our body energetics. So this is the upside down body. So we're going to reverse this so that your body is in the right orientation with you. So here we go. 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, boy, 30, 20, 10, and there we go. So see if anybody commented on that. Back to you, Carrie.
I had to hold my desk at 40. I felt really weird at 40. I felt my head tip forward. I guess something was upside down. What? Boy, that's a really wild idea. So this is not a crash landing situation when we're woken up by the alarm clock or whatever. This is something different, is it, Ron?
Yeah, this is different. This is what they do to you purposely so that you cannot heal and cause you to feel like you're not connected to yourself. You don't know about it until you have a clearing.
Right.
Remember who you think you are, what you think you are, your physical conditions, it's all good because that's where you live. It's kind of like, we'll just say, walking around your house, and inside of your right shoe you have a big pebble, and it always hurts. And you think that's normal. You think that maybe you were born with the human body that always had the right foot that hurts, and that's your reality, and the left one doesn't. So to you, that's the way your human body responds and lives life. But once that pebble is released, you go, wow, what happened? You know, I feel better now. Well, that's why these clearings are so important, because you don't know what you don't know. So you might remember that phrase. It means a lot. You don't know what you don't know. And once you get this stuff off of you, then you start realizing, hey, what's next? And, you know, I feel a little better. That's why each one of these clearings that we do, while we do these samples, if you look back upon this program, you know, say 20 minutes ago, and we did these sample clearings, you are feeling better now. And that's because these clearings work. But you need to have your whole lifetime clearings to actually benefit from what's happening. The samples are only there to show you that the light ship can work instantaneously to help you. And that's the only reason why I do samples, so you can have proof and understand and know that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, let's see. Judy is asking, did we get any help from the aliens on cleaning up the oil spill? I guess it's been capped now. I know they're trying to squirt mud it or something like that. But
well, I have no idea. What I would say is that if they were helping us, they would have capped it off when the thing first started.
Right.
Okay, so I would say, no, they're not helping whatsoever. The aliens don't care because they're under mind control, too. So their mind control is to cause harm here. And the ones above them and their consciousness controlling the ones that could possibly have helped out, you know, everybody's mind controlled, as above, so below. So this is why we have the Darkness to Light clearing on the website, to get these aliens out of the darkness. And then they can get a spirit and live out of time. You know, nobody wants to live in time, typically, when you know what out of time is. And if you think about that, everybody here, you know, could have a wonderful life. Maybe you are having a wonderful life. But look at somebody in the hospital that's living in time, suffering, okay? And they're hooked up to machinery, or maybe they have some kind of, illness that's life-threatening, and they're going to be dying maybe in 6 months, and they start losing their hair because of, you know, whatever happens down here with the medical profession, and they start losing weight, and they're miserable because they're in time. So the darkness gave us time here, and the time is where people think they need to have the experience of life because time gives you that. Well, it's also available in the light. Remember, everything down here on this planet that you're experiencing is also available in the true form of the energy, which is out of time without trauma. So that's just the way it works, you know. Nothing ever gets hurt, typically, or has problems, has illnesses or anything else, you know, in the life. There are, say, accidents that could happen, but, you know, aside from that, everything is wonderful. Nothing dies. Nothing decays. And you choose when to incarnate, and you pick the particular life form you wish to get into, and you decide when that life form is no longer going to be useful to you, and then you leave it. And then that blueprint of that life form is no longer in existence. There's no emotions. You know, you don't have to worry about anything because emotions don't exist. And you're just experiencing the beauty. And you're mainly in peace. This is where you should be now, although you're listening to me talk, so you may be out of the heart center. But the source energy is strictly peace. It's not love. Love is an emotional word. Remember, you can fall out of love. You can have heartache from love. It's not the same thing. It's not love energy. It's strictly peace with no judgment, because the light cannot judge itself. If it did judge itself, then it would be darkness. Back to you, Carrie.
Well, that what you just described triggers a question in me, and that is, how do we decide when we want our life, our physical life? Let's say this was still a planet of light, and we came here, and we're, you know, here for the first time, and we are here experiencing what the Earth should have been like or was like once. How do we decide when we want to leave? What would make us decide that?
You would choose in the moment, and that would be it. You'd be in the moment all the time. So you're not looking into the future. You're not planning necessarily your day like we do here.
Right.
Okay. You're just in the moment. And then you're looking around, looking at the beauty. And let's say that you think all of a sudden, that you choose now to go somewhere else. And you do have the availability to go to your home base energy and to communicate with other spirits that are there that are your true soul family, if you want to use that term. And then they may say, hey, I'm experiencing, being in a turtle. And you go, I might want to be a turtle. What does it look like? And they'll show you what it looks like. And you say, yeah, I want to do that. Then you go back to your current incarnation, wherever it is, and you disconnect the energy from that life form. The life form now is strictly a spiritual blueprint, and the light ship takes it back, and now you create a turtle blueprint from where that planet is, because the planet has all the information on what life forms it chooses to have there that can sustain life there. And from there, you connect with that and create another blueprint. And so it is possible, too, that the planet that you're on, that maybe you were in previously, could also hold and store that blueprint also. But basically, that's kind of how it works. So you're not, there really probably isn't that much of a decision-making process, but you are making a decision. But you're not using, negative judgments from the past to, understand or reason out why you don't want to be there any longer, because there's no pain involved. There's no fear. There's no pain. Animals don't eat each other. Everything just lives on the spiritual life force energy. Back to you, Carrie.
So Marie R. is asking, are there any planets in the third physical dimension that are in the light still?
Well, that's a good one. Good question. Yeah, there are. Maybe a long ways away. You want to feel the energy of one of those?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so here we go. I don't get a name on this planet, but I'll bring you the energy of it. So here we go. I got to connect to it here. Here it comes. I'll count to 10. You're going to feel it. 1, 2, 3, a lot of gold. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And we'll hold this energy for about a minute. Maybe I'll just have some silence here. I'll put my line on mute here, and you can enjoy this wonderful experience here. Okay, everybody, how was that for you?
Oh, that's really an interesting experience. I don't know how to describe that.
Yeah, quite wonderful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just makes your heart swell up, feel great.
Is it in our galaxy? In the Milky Way somewhere?
It feels like it is, yes, uh-huh. I would say so. So it is out there. Just that somehow it never got picked on yet.
Yeah.
Or zeroed in on, or, the aliens didn't have the GPS on that one yet, or whatever, Remember, this is a prison planet, so maybe the arc field of the psychic billboard, of the Earth planet is, maybe this is a prison planet. Aliens, welcome,
Good grief.
Yeah.
So Judy's asking if you can explain what the home base energy is.
Yeah, the home base energy. Okay, first of all, you are created as a spirit from the light ship. So at that point, you're a spirit. You could be called a light being, although light beings don't normally incarnate. So you're created, but you would look the same, okay? And so you are, in fact, the doctors on the light ship are actually the same that you would be, okay? And then you decide where you choose to go to and or what, you know, maybe what dimension you want to go to. We'll just use that term. And then from there, everybody that chooses to go to that same dimension, and I have to use the word time in this here, that leave the light ship at the same time, okay? So just think of like a horse race, okay? So you have, you know, the first line of horses up in the gate, and you have some behind it, okay? So all the ones in the gate, we'll say, are raring to go, and all of a sudden, it's time to leave. They all leave together, and they all have to go somewhere. So they go to a common one place, home base energy. And that may have been created just for you people, we'll say, to go to that left at that particular time. So we'll just say that there's 10 million spirits that left at the same time, and they're all now on this home base energy. Now, the home base energy is where they go back to, because you cannot go back to the light ship, but you go back to the home base energy. So that's the energy just after source energy. And then from there, you decide where you want to go to for your incarnations. Now, maybe you already picked something, so then you can go. If not, you may look around, check out other planets. You know, you're free to move around, and you come back there, and maybe some other spirit says, hey, way over in this quadrant here, there's this type of planet with maybe rainbows on it. And then you go out and check that out. Remember, it's free choice, free will. And then you find out what type of spirits are there. And you now find out which one you want to go into. You create that blueprint, which is provided for you by the planet. And then from there, you incarnate. Now, on the home base energy could have a certain resonance to different types of energies. I've had home base energies that had wonderful forests. I've seen skies, waters, volcanoes, just many, many different types of home base energies. And so this is like a planet, we'll say, that has a particular, I'll just say lifestyle there, okay? So you're not incarnating there, you're just visiting. And there are also beings that are probably moving around on this planet too, but this is where you go to. And you go back after each incarnation and during your incarnation whenever you choose to. So it's kind of like visiting, you know, your home. And you go back when you want, but you're still incarnated somewhere else. And you can also visit your twin flame energy because that's where it resides too, when it chooses to go there. So you have a connection to your twin flame there and also a connection to every other spirit that's there too. And they can help you out if you have information that you want to share or vice versa too. So that's your true spiritual backup. And so here it would be called your soul family. And here's where you have your spiritual contracts and agreements. And you do not have that on the home base energy. That's where the dark side twisted it. Because your spirit knows that after the body dies that it's in, it has to go back home. So they call that the other side. And so the other side is what they are terming your home base energy here, but it's not the same thing. But it is copied and tailored after that. So I hope I helped you on that one. But it's a place that is in the light, always in the light. And it allows you to have a place to go to after each incarnation.
So, Ron, are the spirits that we have in common, the home base energy I'll just call it a location, in common with others, the same that we would have in our dark side created soul family, or are those going to be different?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they, well, in theory, what happens is the same process here. When you come here, after you get off that cosmic bus out there, and you come here and you choose, where to go to, then
right.
they put you into a soul family. And in that soul family, what I think they do here is they kind of say, well, do you want to be a writer or doctor or whatever, or something like that? I'm making it very simplistic here, and you say yes, and then you all get shuffled off into a soul family that has this particular life experience. Some people know that they've always done something, maybe physical or mental, and they can go back into their past lives. And maybe somebody may have worked with metal and be back in the, maybe the Crusades or something, making the helmets and things for the people. And so in this lifetime, they still know about metal because it's in their genetics. And that could be brought forth in this lifetime. And maybe they're a body man, worked with metal or, doing something, or maybe doing a sculpture. So it's kind of the way that works. So your home base energy here would be your soul family, but you can't get out of it. And that's where you get set up with your spiritual contracts and agreements, unfortunately, against your free will. So,
do we come here with a group of other?
No, I doubt it. If you come in as a group, you come here probably as one person, one spirit. Very possibly there could be more than one, but it won't be like
thousands
of spirits coming from one location flocking here like birds. No. You
so
just come in here, and then they show you what you can do here, and then they shuffle you off into a soul family. So your spirit sees it on the first incarnation as being almost identical to the light, doesn't know the difference. The only way it knows the difference is that after that body dies, it's now trapped here. And then it asks everybody else in that soul family, gee, and we're supposed to leave here? And they go, oh, no, you made a mistake. And bad karma. What did you do in that lifetime?
Right.
And then you're kind of confused because, everybody else has the same information, maybe the same logic and reasoning as you and everybody else. Like, why are we still here? Well, it has to be because we made a mistake, and which means that you got stuck into judgment. And then you start judging yourself, and the judgment forces you to reincarnate.
Right. So our soul family is made up of spirits from many different home base energies.
That is correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, thanks. Now let's have a look. We have a bunch of new questions on the fast chat. Okay, new topic. Hi is saying, I have met a robotic that is very friendly and loving. Please explain.
Well, that's the program. Remember, these are programs that you're doing, okay? So if you've met a very loving robotic thing, okay, and it's a person that has a program around them, unless it's a clone. So you want to look at their eyes and see if their face is symmetrical, and if they have a perfect body build, that'll be a clone almost always. But if it's a regular-looking person, then they're being controlled by a robotic energy that's around their body. And typically those robotic programs cannot do, they can't solve problems, okay, because they don't have it in their database yet. And so what they do is they start their life out with a given program to exist here. Remember, this is a controlling program for the body, and it's wrapped around it. And the body responds to the program. So just think of a remote control car or something, that you can fly, an airplane or a car. And, you push the buttons and it does certain things. And so it does learn on its own, and that gets entered back into the database. So it's kind of like self-correcting all the time. But it doesn't know necessarily, it has no knowledge of the past. It only knows the program. So to solve a problem, it would have to have past information, and they don't have that. So that's,
right.
They're limited. They're very limited. And what I would ask then is, if this person is in your life or going to be in your life, then you need to look at yourself and find out why this person is in your life. So to make it even scarier, I'll say, are you the handler for the person with that program? You know, are you the a person that is there in charge of overseeing this robotic person? Or do they want to connect you with a robotic program? Because they're in your life for some reason, and that you need to find out. So ask your spirit what's going on. Back to you, Carrie.
Well, that's an interesting twist that I haven't heard you mention before. I see that there was a first part to the question that I missed, which is, can the light integrate itself into the clone and robotic bodies?
No, it cannot.
Okay.
But the body could have your spirit in there, which would be of the light. Okay? And so this is just the life form that's around you. And it's typically invisible. And it just, you know, corresponds and is able to act, you know, and move your body. So some people who are robotic, if you watch their movements, they only have a few expressions, okay? Kind of being very simplistic, you know, it's yes, no, stop, go, okay? And that's what it knows. But they are self-correcting. If it learns something or does something that it doesn't know what it's doing quite yet, it will remember what it's doing, and then it's reprogramming itself each time it does that. Or repeats it, so it makes a mistake, it will kind of know that, but if you give it a problem to solve and it has nothing in its database, in its memory circuitry, you know, in its program, then it doesn't know how to do that. That's why I was making a comment the other day about when I was really young, I saw people wearing suits. And I'm not trying to belittle or knock people who wear suits, but I'll just kind of listen to what I'm saying. So I watch these people, and a lot of them had, and I probably were actually viewing these robotic people, not knowing about it. And they all had nicely manicured hands, and they, you know, like I said in the other show, they didn't know how to change their tire in the car. They'd call somebody. Or they just didn't know how to work with their hands a lot, okay? They didn't want to get their hands dirty, that type of person. And so I kind of wondered, well, that's pretty strange, because for myself, I'll tackle anything. I'm not afraid of anything to do, you know, so I'll just get into whatever I'm doing and do it. And that used to be that way since I was younger, you know, up to now. And so for me, it would have seemed strange that people were very limited on what they chose to do. You say, can you do this? Oh, no, I don't know how to get a hammer and hit a nail on a board, you know, to put it up here. Can you do that for me? I'd go, yeah, that's pretty weird, you know. You don't know how to, you know, hit a nail with a hammer? Or you don't know how to use a screwdriver or to figure out which one to use? Or you're using the wrong Phillips screwdriver, the smaller size head in place of the larger, like, number two size, which is very common, you know, and you're stripping the screw out, and you go, wow, doesn't this person have any common sense? Well, they don't.
Yeah.
Well, you might look at that on people who you know, and it might even be yourself. And you may want to get this program off of you. Remember, I'm probably talking to most people out there right now who are in the light, who have a spirit, okay? If you're a robot listening to me, you're going to be very envious. And then I would say, if you are a clone, then by all means, you know, go to that darkness to light clearing to get a spirit and free yourself. Because they will give you a spirit for your clone body, and then you're a human versus a clone. So we'll do this clearing right now. If you're listening to this here and you wish to do that, we'll do it right now for you. So this is what we call a darkness to light clearing. It's a little more complicated online, a little bit longer, but this will get the clone started here. And if you have, you know, a program, we'll be putting up a program for robotics here. And if you do want to get that energy off of you, then by all means you want to get that off so you can live a better life. So here we go. Darkness to light clearing. So I'll count to 10. This will allow the clones that are listening to this program a chance to have a spirit put into their body. So here we go. Darkness to light. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that's a sample for you. That will work. And if you want to do it more and maybe get a little more integrated, just go onto the website and do the darkness to light healing. It'll help you out immensely. Remember, the darkness should not fear the light because the light gives you free choice, free will. And I'm sure that the darkness, some of the beings could be in fear because they may have seen what they would call some of their loved ones terminated by the light because they should not be here. So, you know, it all depends how you're looking at the light because the darkness should not be here whatsoever. So if the light catches you and you don't want to have a spirit, zap, you're gone. Because it's taken away free will, free choice, number one. And number two, it's typically that particular presence is interfering with everyone here and taking and stealing spirits and body parts and spirit parts. So it should not even be here on this planet. This is why the light terminates it. So if the light stays and will stay always in its choice of free will, free choice, but the darkness, you know, moves into the energy of the light, and when they come into our sandbox of light, then they should be in their own sandbox. But when they want to come into our sandbox of light, then there's problems, only because they should not be here. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, an amazing opportunity for anything from the dark side to be able to get out. It's just incredible that the light is willing to do that when basically the dark side is doing things to destroy the light, or that will destroy the light, or could destroy the light, or at least harm the light. It's just amazing to me that that's available, and I kind of picture all the dark kind of seeping over here to take advantage of this absolutely incredible opportunity. Kind of on that note, Marie is saying, the home base energy is always in the light. So, does the dark side never have access to it? She says, I mean the home base energy planet itself. Is the home base an actual planet, Ron?
Yes, when I see it, it does show up to me as a planet, yes. Because It has to have some kind of physical energy. Remember, everything created by the light in its own frequency, we'll call it, does have physicality to it. This is why when you go to the light ship, people actually see on the light ship, because it is physical. So this is the way it works. So, yeah, everything would be physical. So the question would be, can the darkness take over a home-based energy? No. No way. Impossible. 100%.
Well, big sigh of relief on that. So it's just when we leave it and where we go that they can have access to.
Right, that's correct.
Okay. All right. So someone called Twin is asking for some more information about what twin flame energy is. So perhaps you could talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Basically, what it is that since you are a unique frequency, a unique vibration, okay, one of your frequencies of who you are is when you left the light, okay? So that's who you are at one level of consciousness, and this is why everything that left the light ship at the same time has the same frequency and can recognize each other, okay? So that's one frequency. Your spirit, though, when it was created uniquely, and nothing else can be equal to that spirit. So when you leave the light chip and you go to your home base energy, and I'll just say that when you're on the home base energy, you split. I might not be 100% correct on that. I'm either right or wrong. Either the twin flame is split when you leave the light chip, which doesn't seem correct to me, okay? So I think when you do go to the home base, you split in half. So that way you can actually communicate to something on the same exact frequency level as you. The other beings that are there, the other spirits, which could have been created before or after you, but you left at the same time on the light chip, you need to have a connection to the other half of you. And so you split in half only because you want to be able to have something to talk to, in a sense, okay,
oh,
at the same frequency. And that's why you only split in twos, okay, split in half. I've never seen anybody split, you know, in half again, making four of you. I've only seen it done, you know, in half. So you could call that, you know, positive, negative, you know, male, female, kind of any way you want to look at it. But you're both the same, but you do have different lifetimes. So your twin flame is very, very seldom here. And that's because, why would it want to come here? Because you're already here. You know, there's zillions of planets out there of the light, and there's no reason to come to the same one. So I heard a beep.
Yeah.
Have I answered the question properly for you? And we do have our call, which I'll say this coming Friday, our Q&A. They're getting very interesting. It's after the BBS program on Station 2. And this call is a conference call. It's free to you. And it starts at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock Eastern. So we have a caller, and we got a few minutes to go here. So I heard a beep. Somebody out there?
Hello? Anybody there? Did they just hang up?
Could have. Okay.
Another little clunk sound. Okay. Well, if you'd like to call right back. Oh, no. Somebody there?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
Hi. Who's this?
I can't. Are you talking? Hello?
Hello, I can hear you. Go ask your question.
Dana. Hello. I just wanted to see if you felt bad situations. I met somebody and wanted to see if you think this is going to go into a relationship.
I don't read the dark side energies that way. You're having me read the darkness of you and the darkness of the person on the timeline on your natal chart. I don't do those readings.
Okay.
That's all dark side energies. I don't read that. The light only works on the now. So you have free choice, free will.
Okay.
So it's up to you to have a relationship with this person. That's the way the light works. What you're doing you're going outside of yourself and being connected to the timeline of the darkness. And it's up to you to have free choice, free will.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just the way. I don't do readings typically because of that. But light
only
works. Free choice, free will. When you have readings and predictions, which is what you're asking me to do, is to predict your future, that's all dark side energies. I'd have to read the dark side script for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do that. So
okay,
thank you. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So let's see. May is asking, what does the twin flame and home base energy think of us marrying someone here on this planet?
There's no judgment there. I would think that marriage would not be the way it's typically stated here and the way people respond to it through religion, like death do us part and everything else. I would think that in the light, that's a control way of controlling people. So I would think the light would look at that as being a way to control you.
Right.
Okay,
and,
just because of that. You know, if you know, because I think most people in a situation, in fact, if you're out there single, you're probably single because you don't want to be controlled by somebody and you don't want to deal with their stuff. Okay. To be very simplistic, you're probably all laughing too. Especially the ones that may be married and going, oh boy, yeah, you're right. So that's basically it, you know. You know, free will, free choice. Now, if you're in a relationship and it happens to be that way, free will, free choice, then that's great. And I'm sure people may think about the sexual aspect of that, which I think was brought about by the darkness, but, you know, about an open marriage, et cetera. I'm not going with that aspect. I'm just saying, you know, where you do have free will, free choice in a relationship to say yes or no to what you want to do in that relationship. So that would be fine, but I think the religious connotations of marriage is put in because it takes away your free will, free choice. Somebody can dominate you. That's my hit on it. That sound good to you, Carrie?
Yeah, and maybe you could just mention about why we feel the desire to pair up and
get pairing up is only because you don't have your twin flame energy.
Right.
On your home base. That's my 4-in-1 session. So if you feel loneliness, then you want to get that clearing. So, looks like
right.
Our time is running out here.
Okie doke, yes, it
and
is.
So I have a conference call in a half an hour, 1 hour Lifeship Healing, $20. You can go on the website and sign up if you wish. Next VBS program is Wednesday at 7. Then
okay.
We have our question and answer on 5 at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on a conference line after the VBS station. Two programs. So, blessings. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you,
the caller that called in. And
thank
we'll see you later, everybody.
Okay. Bye for now.